when I went to California on sabbatical leave to work with Che Su and John Bevin in pharmacology at UCLA, what we did was to set up the Tinea coli and look at ATP release using tritiated ATP. But what we did is we had a dual control preparation. We had sympathetic nerves supplying it from the outside, periarterial nerves, as well as transmural stimulation of the NANK nerves. And to our astonishment, we got ATP released from sympathetic nerve stimulation as well. And it wasn't supposed to be that. The purinergic nerves was the name of the review in 72. We thought there were adrenergic, cholinergic, and purinergic nerves. But suddenly, ATP's coming out from sympathetic nerves. What's this about? I thought this was a destruction of my hypothesis. If it's coming out from sympathetic nerves, I mean, what the hell's going on? But as I say, I wrote all night discrediting my hypothesis, but when the sun rose in the morning, I suddenly thought, could it be that ATP is a co-transmitter with noradrenaline in sympathetic nerves? And then I started work on parasympathetic nerves and in other nerves, enteric nerves, and later on people worked on the brain, and it turns out that ATP is a co-transmitter with every known nerve in both the periphery and the central nervous system. It is a co-transmitter, but it's not an accompanying something. You know, they treat it not as a transmitter, or maybe ATP comes out with it, like it's not a transmitter. Sometimes people used to call it a neuromodulator, which was nonsense. In other words, a neuromodulator, in their definition, was something that wasn't a proven transmitter, whereas a neuromodulator is quite precise. It's something that acts prejunctionally to change the release of transmitter or postjunctionally to alter the action of the transmitter. That's a neuromodulator, not a wishy-washy maybe transmitter. ATP is a transmitter now. When it's combined with other transmitters, that's fine. And that, together with a lot of hints in the literature and some new experiments, made me come up with this commentary in Neuroscience in 76, which spelled out formally the concept of co-transmission. I think the title was something like, "Do some nerve cells release more than one transmitter?" Well, fortunately for me, it turns out that there's no known nerve in either the peripheral or central nervous system that doesn't use co-transmitters. In fact, it's the rule rather than the exception. And ATP in particular is present in every one of those nerves as a co-transmitter. Sometimes a major co-transmitter, sometimes a very minor one, except in pathological conditions where sometimes it becomes much more dominant.